The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. K-U-P-D.
Yeah, listen to us debating the merits of the Newhart show. It's Red Ryder there, Lunatic Fringe. Brady wins. Second try, and he's still not real sure what a montage is. We discovered that.
I'm reading in depth. Oh, now six ways to do the montage.
Right.
According to Phil.
There used to be a guy on the show that did that kind of stuff that made you mad.
A cool one, though.
What?
You know, the reason for a montage is to speed up time.
Right.
And Pixar's Up.
Excellent montage. But is there a song that's attached, or is it just a... That's a montage. We're talking about a song to a montage.
Yeah, there's a song to that.
Well, it's just music, though.
Just think of Rocky 3 and 4. That's your montage.
Right.
That is
That's basis the quintessential montage. Yeah. Again, Brady, all you have to do is watch the Team America. Listen to the song, We Need a Montage, by Team America, and it explains what it is. We need to show a passage of time as you go from a beginner to a pro. That's it. It's a song that covers a passage of time because it's just basically lazy writing. You've run into a hole in the story.
Or the other way around, right? Really good to a loser.
Why would you do that?
That happens a lot.
But why would they focus on that in the movie?
It's a montage. It doesn't matter the...
Right, but I'm just saying.
It happy ending all the time.
Right. What are you, Schindler's List montaging now?
Great montage.
I love how he thinks he's an expert now, too.
I can't even. Is it called the Chattanooga Choo-Choo?
Oh.
What do you say? It's the Chattanooga Choo-Choo.
This montage is inappropriate.
Spielberg cut that montage because we need to speed the movie up. Said no one ever about a three-hour movie. They kept everything. No, I don't think a lot of the directors focus on now we need to speed up how fast this guy goes to Losersville.
They do it on comedies a lot.
Which ones?
Film montage.
I understand.
It's not a music, yeah.
Oh, man.
I haven't seen a montage of a guy going from, like, a montage. Like, I've seen the deconstruction of a character through the movie.
Through the movie.
But I've never seen like a 2-minute montage of how fast he went from something to nothing. You're killing all the comedy.
I can't name one right off the bat. But.
Right, because they don't happen. This guy. Marcus, will you go over there and explain things to him?
No, because I don't want an aneurysm.
It's a race to an aneurysm. Anyway. You know, we can do a montage.
Is that a gemstone?
We can do an aneurysm? Yeah, well, look it up. Those are, they sell them for $2,000 on those home shopping networks. My grandma got a nice aneurysm necklace. Very nice. All right, let's get right to it. We're all done here. It's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense systems. And that is a self-defense system that can do something with your day-to-day living. If you've got Paul Gosar flying around your neighborhood and he's carrying that knife, you're going to want to know what to do with it. And I'll tell you right now, they'd have a plan for that. We've done machete training. We've done knife. We've done hammer. We've done blunt object. We've done gun. We've done all sorts of stuff where the disarming of things is definitely something you can do without thinking about it. Again, I'll just give you a little taste. Knife. Did you do knife with me?
Yes.
We did a little knife stuff. Most people, and they do a failure drill, like it'll come at you with a knife and see what you naturally do. And to most people, their credit is to fight back. The bad thing is it's to fight the blade. That's the majority of people's reaction is to knock the blade, get the blade away, and you will end up with grabs of blades, and that's never good. Ugh, it makes my hands hurt thinking about it. What they teach you is destroy the operator. It's the greatest phrase of all time. That knife does nothing without the guy behind it. So what you have to do is get that thing out of the way by getting him away. So you move his arm. You don't go for the blade. You don't go for him. And then you get – if guy's close enough to stab, he's close enough to punch you. These are the types of things that adrenalize me because it's so much fun training it. Like, we have a blast doing that kind of stuff. And you can do it for the holidays. What better way to celebrate the holidays than to try to fight off marauders on a daily basis? I think that's awesome.
I thought of one the other day because I thought, you know, if I had my spatula and knife in one hand cooking on my new griddle,
you keep
and someone sneaks
hand?
Up behind me,
mm-hmm.
I'm using some of those techniques you're talking about.
If you have the spatula and knife.
And that guy sneaks up behind me with the other items.
A spatula and knife.
Yeah. I got to match him with his tiger.
I would like a montage to get through this story faster. What are you talking
about? This Brady report seems like a montage.
There are times where you worry about a sneak attack while you barbecue.
If I'm on that griddle, man, people are just going to be on.
That's right, because a guy behind you might be like you, and he's like, I need that food now. He's hoarding. If you'd like, the only thing we can't really do at Tactical Black is defend you from Brady's story. They're just going to happen. You have to live with them. But they're not life-threatening. At least, I don't think so. Perhaps. But if you want in on this thing for Christmas, they got the gift card. They can do gift certificates right now while they last. And again, the goods and services thing, if you're trying to order equipment, it might not get there. Services, they're available right now. So get on that thing. Get your gift certificate. And you get 1 month for free if you get that gift certificate for the holidays. That's pretty amazing. They give you a whole free month of training, which is outrageous. You'll see what you get once you go there. Check them out, reactdefense.com. Gift certificates for the holidays. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Britney Spears' mother, Lynn, reportedly flew from Louisiana to L.A. to see her.
Yep.
Britney wouldn't let her in the house.
I thought she was just mad at her dad. She hates her mom, too.
Well, she's mad at her mom because her mom was the one who came up with the original idea of the conservatorship.
Well, somebody had to do something. She was 12. People forget it was the Disney. No, it's Disney. She was like a little kid.
The conservatorship was like recently when she got screwed up. I think that's when they took control of that.
I thought it was when she was younger. She's never had control over anything.
No, I thought she did. I could be mistaken, but.
Maybe it was when she married that Jason Alexander and shaved her head and did all that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's
they were going to commit her.
The other thing is,
when she was a little kid.
Also asking for $650,000. For Britney to pay for in legal firm fees.
Yeah, that'll piss you off when mom comes at you with $750,000 as a bill. If my mom drove from Mesa to my house, I'd be mad if the end result was her asking for almost $1 million. I don't want anybody showing up for that.
Under 2008, she was put under conservatorship, from her breakdown.
So it was after the...
Yeah, it was after she was a child.
Total
child star, yeah.
Because I thought this went all the way back to when her parents, like, you know, that Emancipation Act when they had to, parents couldn't control the kids' funds, and after they were 18, they had to agree to it. How old was she in 2008? Like 30?
Well, let's see.
Or maybe 20, no, 25
she was
or
in
something.
Her 20s.
Well, because Hit Me Baby One More Time was like 1999. And I think she was 17.
She's 39 now. She's born 81.
Okay, so that was 27. Smoking.
Jeff Bezos and his new wife. I think they're married.
I don't know.
Anyway, they're at a charity event called Baby to Baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's a charity.
Say it again.
Baby to Baby.
It's Baby to Baby. They're helping raise funds for that guy who sings in Dua Lipa songs, who beat up his
he's
girlfriend.
Levitating.
He's levitating. He beat up his girlfriend this weekend, and they had to raise some money.
You send him diapers and clothing.
Yeah. I'm one of the greatest. Ain't no debating on it. I'm still levitated. I'm heavily medicated. Ironic. I gave them love. They end up hating on me. I can go all day.
So it came around to donating money, and he stands up. I didn't stand up, but he goes, I'm donating $500,000. And the crowd kind of doesn't really boo, but they're not really.
They're not pleased with his.
Thank you for the donation, you billionaire.
What charity?
I know.
Squawks at $500,000 in one hit.
Really? Out of this guy?
Well, this is why we invited you and that's all we get.
Thanks, Dick.
He makes $142,000 a minute.
By the way.
They figured that out.
I understand this feeling. When I was poor, I did one of my very first jobs broadcasting. I was asked to do Muhammad Ali's fight night auction. They asked me to not MC it, but be the in-house voice. Like the PA guy.
Right.
And
he got paid.
Jimmy Lennon Jr. was the host. He's the guy who does all the Showtime boxing. This thing is a big deal. I'm sitting next to Hugh Downs. I got like loads of celebrities in the room. Like, this is a big thing. Before Fight Night turned into what it is, this was the beginning. And they had this big auction. And some of the auction items were going for a crazy amount of money. $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 for Muhammad Ali's shorts from The Thrill in Manila. His gloves from the fight with Frazier. In the garden. And these things are going crazy. Ad space in the newspaper went for $150,000. And I'm like, there's so much money in this goddamn room. I agreed to do this, thinking this is going to pay at least 2 months worth of stuff. $500. And
that's
I was furious because there was so, like, and the guy, it was your dude who ended up killing himself.
Michael. He asked me, I'm like, how much are you paying? He's $500. I'll pass.
Yeah. No, he actually asked you and then found out you couldn't read. It's like, I don't need this. But yeah, I went, I bought a suit because I had to look the part.
Lost money.
Oh, I lost money.
You're in the hole on this one?
I was into completely. And I was like, and I'm sitting there smoking a cigar going, I know I didn't negotiate a price beforehand because I'm the dumbest man on the planet, but let's see what you give me. And he gave me $500.
You sound like Foghorn Leghorn walking.
We complained about it. And you know what I got on top of it? Another $100. Mike threw another C note at me. Is this going to keep you quiet? And at the time, it did. But I thought for sure I was getting like a couple thousand. I was like, I put in work. I got the script beforehand. I went through it, fine tooth comb. And I learned something that day. Never prepare. Ever. It's a waste of time.
According to this new book, Welcome to Dunder Mifflin, The Ultimate Oral History of the Office, Jim almost cheated on Pam.
Uh-oh.
In the office. But Krasinski shot it down. He had the script, and he's like, I'm not doing it. I don't think it's appropriate for the relationship to go down that path.
With who?
Because Pam was, it was supposed to go down when she was pregnant. And he goes on a little trip, and who's the girl? He was going to hook up. The one that was always flirting with him, Toby Flenderson, was played by Toby Flenderson.
Toby was the HR man.
Toby, oh, that's right.
You know what we need? A montage for Brady to learn how to read.
From a beginner to a pro.
Yes.
If we could get Joe Esposito to write a song. The kid can't read, but he's trying real hard.
It was Flenderson's idea.
Oh, was a writer. Yeah.
And he actually liked Pam.
Toby loved Pam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he thought.
And Pam.
It was Kathy, the receptionist.
Okay, yes.
So Krasinski refused to do it. So they shot it down.
This is a great idea. Listener just had. Let's get a game called Brady's 3-Minute Expert Game. Brady researches a topic he knows nothing about for 3 minutes. Time him with a watch. Then have him answer questions about the topic, and listeners will bet if he's right or he's wrong. I love this.
This is tomorrow's game, right?
I like it.
Brilliant. He researched like a montage. Would have been, simple.
That's 3 minutes longer than 90% of the people that are talking about topics.
That's pretty good. Is that something you've researched?
Yeah.
Very impressive. I'm going to vote wrong on that one. That's a great idea.
Yeah, Bring it on.
Toby liked Pam. And then in the office towards the end there, when Jim and Pam are having trouble because he's in Philadelphia and she's still in Scranton, the cameraman comes out from behind the camera and starts flirting with Pam. And there's a subtle hint that they were going to have something happen. But they never did. Intrigue in the office. There's always intrigue. That's what makes an office interesting. That's it. Marcus Meng is part of Into the Pit on Sunday nights, 9 to midnight. And also, one heck of an IT guy that did all that work getting my house sounding all right with Dave.
Yeah, I heard you talk about it.
Thank you. It's the best thing in the world, just being right the entire time and listening to you guys struggle. Oh, my God.
How are you right? You didn't even know what was going on.
I could hear you the whole time. You guys kept going, you know what? And then I'd get a text from you that would say, hold on a second. We're trying to figure it out on our end. And I'm like, I'm taking pictures. I'm like, this seems right on this end. This light's flashing. That's a good light.
That's your end of, hey, the light's flashing. Hey, I did it right.
Here's what I know, Marcus.
Nothing.
I did it right.
No.
Yeah, yeah. It's still
because
bothering.
You weren't even connected.
Still bugging. I was completely connected. I'll show the text that says, we're connected on your end. We can't figure it out over here. You did everything right. You actually said it.
Really?
And I
said it to me.
I will. I will read Mark's text.
When did I ever say you did everything right?
It's a tough one for you to eat. Boy, IT guys sure hate this.
You guys should have had a montage.
No, our biggest
problem
was trying to figure out how to get all the sound effects down to your end on the headphones.
Yeah, it was a struggle. We see it on this side. It's just not finalizing the connection. You've got everything in the modem and 5-port to Comrex. You've done it right. And I'm like, you get anything now? No, I don't even see it popping. We're thinking. Please stand by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. You did it right. It's written right there. Thanks, man.
Whatever.
Yeah.
This is like a montage, Brady. Yeah,
that's the approach.
That's,
what
I said. Yeah, that's right. We went through the thing that's where right. I was a beginner to a pro, and then I trained Marcus and Dave on how to make it work. It's perfect.
Because you're the best.
Sweet. I go on vacation for 2 weeks in December. You're getting all my emails and phone calls.
I'm not doing your job for you. I just could.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Go right ahead.
Well, guess who's getting the least amount of help in this building
now? I just said, well, I know, anybody who needs IT help, like now.
Okay.
Ah. Because you don't call me. You and Dave have to powwow.
Oh, I'm sending you all my emails
now. Have you seen the South Park where they go to the geniuses? And they just look into it and they create magic orbs and answers come out of them because nobody really knows anything about what's happening when there's no connection. It's pretty great. Okay, let me consult with the geniuses. And they just get into a pod. That's what you should get. We're all done. That's it. You guys have yourselves a fantastic Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow. Brett's going out tomorrow.
Yeah.
You guys can which one are you going to?
I believe Thomas in the 101.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Black tomorrow Rock. Morning. Yep. He's giving coffee to people tomorrow morning. We're going to send Brett out to.
All for a good cause.
Hand you guys free stuff for a good cause. We'll tell you about that tomorrow. Until then, Larry's next. You have a great one. We'll see you tomorrow in the Morning Sickness. Oh, hold on.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.